Bills fandom is a religion in Buffalo.
Buffalo all the way this time!
Through blizzards, heartbreak, and broken tables, the Bills have called this place home for the last 53 years. But starting next season, the Bills will move across the street to their new $2.1 billion home.
In fairness, people are really excited about this new stadium, but there are definitely fans who will be priced out.
Season tickets are going to get a little pricier.
Season ticket holders were told they would need to fork over potentially tens of thousands of dollars.
Some fans were told it will cost $50,000 for a single club-level seat.
And here's the kicker. Those aren't even the ticket prices. Those numbers are just for the access to buy tickets down the line. So where does this leave the working class fans in Bills Mafia?
I was a season ticket holder for about 5 years. Of course, the new stadium kind of pushed some people away.
I've probably been to about 100 games in this stadium. I am really trying to savor every last moment here.
I'm a single mom. I made this work. I made sure I got a second job to maintain my tickets.
I've been a season ticket holder since 1964, and this is my last season for season tickets.
A little too pricey.
Telling the story of the dedicated Bills fans getting left behind by their billionaire owners explains so much about what's going on in the world of sports and even the American economy. Let's dig into it.
Let me take you back to how the stadium was built. It's not a straightforward story, so there's going to be some twists and turns and some details, but it's a really interesting one, and it's a story that is totally Buffalo. Here's what was happening behind the scenes. The Bills are owned by Terry Pegula and his wife, Kim Pegula. Terry is in his 70s. He's an energy guy. He built a multi-billion dollar business in drilling and energy in 2014. The Pegulas bought the Bills for $1.4 billion.
We all just bought a team. Our team, the Buffalo Bills.
10 years later, the investment's doing great. The Bills are valued at just under $6 billion. Around 2018 or so, the Bills were pushing toward pursuing a new stadium.
The Pegulas are now looking into the possibility of a new stadium.
Then in August 2021, everything changed. Governor Cuomo resigned, and his lieutenant governor, Kathy Hochul, stepped up to the top job, chief executive of New York State. Conveniently for the Bills, she grew up just a couple miles down the road from the stadium. She grew up a Buffalo Bills fan.
Go Bills, bring home that Super Bowl.
When Kathy Hochul became governor in late August 2021, the Bills deal started moving. The public didn't always know it. Things were kept kind of quiet. Not silent, but quiet. Here's what the deal was. The price tag on the stadium when the deal was reached was $1.4 billion. The state was going to pitch in $600 million. Erie County was going to send over $250 million. So that's $850 million in taxpayer money.
I've been studying stadium deals for decades, and this is one of the worst I've ever seen.
That's Victor Matheson. He's an expert on stadium deals.
$850 million was more than we'd ever seen in any stadium in the United States, even after considering inflation, both in absolute dollar terms and pretty high in terms of relative portion being paid by the taxpayer. One of the things I always tell folks is be careful, sports fans, what you wish for, because that nicer stadium, it's going to be you paying for that. And I think a lot of Bills fans, are experiencing a real sense of sticker shock.
What we hope to do is really show in the stadium experience how some of those design decisions we have taken responded to things that the Bills fans really said, hey, this is important to us.
When I went in for the Bills experience, I told the guy right off, you can show me all the bells and whistles. I just want to have a beer in the parking lot, go to my seat, watch the game, and then I want to get out of there so I can get home.
So you go and they can show you how the stadium looks, what's going to be new, how everything's at the seating, even let you sit in seats that are similar there. I'm like, this all looks great, getting me hyped up. And then we go in the office and they're like, all right, so you for your seats, here's the cost of your PSLs. And I was like, okay.
So you're probably asking, what the heck is a PSL? Let's break it down.
Okay, so a personal seat license, or a PSL, is a payment that a season ticket holder pays right when a stadium is built, just for the right to buy season tickets. So it doesn't actually buy you season tickets, but it gets you the ability and the right to buy season tickets.
Another way of looking at it is if you're joining a country club, you pay an initiation fee for the privilege of joining the club.
We come to a place like this beautiful country club and we
magnificent, really.
Make a...
Just magnificent.
In this case, they go to the owner's pockets ultimately to help fund the construction of the stadium.
It was $5,000 a seat for mine, and then ticket prices doubled as well. When I was originally paying like around $2,500 for the season, it was in the $4,000 range.
The PSLs are going to be $6,000 a piece, but then also the ticket prices are going up. So right now, for two tickets, it's somewhere around $3,000, and those are going to go up to $4,500.
So it was $10,000 for our two seats. And then, like I said, the season tickets also have basically doubled in price.
The process of buying season tickets for the new stadium has been a real learning process for the fans.
What I know about it is it's saving the owner payment on a new stadium. Now it's getting footed by the fans. So,
Bills Mafia is a loyal fan base. It is a giving fan base, but it is not the wealthiest, not by a long shot. The economics of Western New York have changed dramatically since the team's inception.
Remember, when Buffalo first got its team back in early 1960s, right? Buffalo was one of the 25 largest metropolitan areas in the United States, had a very wealthy or at least solidly middle-class industrial base.
Inconveniently for the Bills, that started to change at exactly the time the Buffalo Bills arrived in 1960s. Just like most other Rust Belt cities, Buffalo really struggled. Crashed in the 80s when the big steel plant closed. And so the population started changing too. Except for Green Bay, Buffalo is the smallest market in the NFL. It's an older market. The income is less. The property values tend to be less. The corporate base is considerably smaller than nearly every other NFL city.
Buffalo is definitely not the most wealthiest place. We're all hardworking, you know, community around here and everything. We're not LA, New York City. So we really take pride into what we do have.
It is an emotional season for many reasons. We decided to renew our season tickets, and I did get one for my daughter. Now I have two for next year. But, you know, it's a commitment, but this is our family legacy, and I would never want anything different. The Bills are our soul.
I am a small business owner, and luckily it's going well enough. But until I actually see firsthand what the pricing looks like in the new stadium, I can't really make those same decisions.
The stadium looks great, and it's going to be great, but I don't know, it just seems like a lot of money. We can take a couple vacations with that.
I get it, it's a business. I do understand that, and I know it's it does cost a lot, but why should it go to the owners to help them pay? They should have already, you know, figured that out.
The owner of the Sabres and Bills, now worth $6.8 billion.
Fast forward 12 months, and he's now $800 million richer.
They are the richest household in New York outside of the Manhattan area. Just the value of their team has gone up so much in roughly the last decade that they could have paid every dollar of the construction cost of a new stadium just in the capital gains that they've gained in the appreciation of the Bills as a franchise.
I've been a Bills fan for quite some time now, and they've given me purpose in a sense, you know, something to always look forward to. Even when they let us down, it was still fun to go to.
I think billionaires should be spending more money on other people in general all the time. So I think they should be paying for a lot more of anything that they want to do. I'm in debt from opening a business. I'm in debt from college and my life. And it's like, they just have so much money that I don't even think they think about it. So it'd be really nice sometimes if billionaires could just like help out everybody a little bit more.
I did three tours, twice to Afghanistan, once to Iraq. I have three Purple Hearts, combat infantry badge, parachutist badge. I tried to ask for a veteran's discount and there was nothing. They had no wiggle room of any sort. And I wish they did, you know, it would have been nice if maybe it made me think about getting it more if they had something like that. But no, there's nothing there, you know.
For season ticket holders that have had tickets since '64, why are we getting a break? And I remember talking to our rep about that, and they just said there's nothing, no plan with that included. I was kind of like going from feeling close to the team and all that to now it's business, right? Money, got to have a new stadium.
We don't have that kind of money, and it shouldn't be on us.
The dynamic we're talking about here isn't unique to Bills Mafia. Other teams are using personal seat licenses too. Take the Washington Commanders. They're building a new stadium. It's going to cost about $3.7 billion. They're moving into it in 2030, and their owner has said, yeah, we're going to consider personal seat licenses.
So do fans have any way to slow this country clubification of American sports? Are we headed towards a future in which working class Americans just won't be able to afford seeing their favorite team in person? Well, there might be some solutions.
One single thing that should be done to try to balance the scales in public financing would be every major stadium deal should go before the voters. Prior to the Bills, the past 3, 4, 5 major referendums that had been put before voters in a variety of cities, like in Albuquerque, like in Kansas City, had actually lost.
Jackson County, Missouri voters rejecting that stadium sales tax extension for both the Chiefs and the Royals.
Voters do have a sense of fairness there. And about half of all cases where it's been put in front of voters, voters have said, actually, no, thank you. When things get done in the smoky back rooms with politicians, the teams almost always walk out with gigantic subsidies, like happened in Buffalo's case. But when you put it before actual voters, there's a much lower winning percentage.
Building the stadium with taxpayer dollars is one thing. Building up the infrastructure around the stadium is another really important thing to me that I wish we were hearing more about or was being more focused on than just the actual physical stadium itself. Because I want to see our money going towards things like better transportation to the stadium, lighting along the streets, along the private lots. It's just a shiny new thing and not thinking about any of the other factors that surround it.
An interesting thing about this new stadium is it's smaller than the current one. And that is a trend when you look at new stadiums across sports. It's not just a football thing. The idea is have less seats that, of course, are a little more expensive, creates more supply and demand.
One example here is, at the TD Bank Garden, that's where the Celtics play. You can buy a folding chair on the famous parquet court, right? So you're right there in the action. The cost of two seats on the court is roughly the same amount of ticket revenue as the Celtics generate from an entire upper deck section. So obviously they have a lot of incentive to cater to those handful of super premium experiences rather than cater to the typical fan. This is not necessarily about filling a stadium with 75,000 people. It might be about filling a stadium with several thousand of exactly the right type of fan.
This whole story raises the questions, who are sports for and where is this all headed?
I don't know, it seems like money's wrecks a lot of stuff. Sports and stuff now.
Thank you so much for watching our video. If you'd like to see more stories like this one, be sure to like and subscribe to the channel to get more Perfect Union in your feed. And if you have any ideas for stories that you would like for us to investigate, just drop them in the comments below.